Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
There's a lot of stupid kids in the world that we need to talk about. Or we just, you guys, it doesn't have to just be kids. It can be you turned your head for 1 second.
And your husband did something stupid.
That happens a lot, I'm sure.
I'm positive.
I don't see wives doing that.
It's probably not true when it's wives. So there's a couple different stories. There's a video of a 2-year-old. He managed to get his head stuck in the seat of a child's potty. They had to like saw him out of the seat.
Oh, jaws of life, this guy.
I don't know if they called. It said the father. The Florida boy had to be sawed out of the seat by his dad. Dad turns his head for 1 second and he shoves. Did that ever happen to either of you as a kid? Testing the ear thing?
Yeah, because you were always doing that.
I did it one. I didn't always. I did learn from my. Because you understand that your ears will go through something forward.
Mm-hmm. But
coming back, they don't want to go through because it like starts to pull on the thing. My parents had wrought iron in front of our house that was like their stair that my head fit through perfectly.
And you just couldn't
get it back out. And nobody in my family was strong enough to like.
Oh, they said they weren't. Well, screw it.
They did just. They left me there till my dad could bring a hydraulic press to open it up.
Holy smokes.
I was stuck in there for a bit.
Just take a blasting torch, heat the metal.
Right. That's not dangerous. Because my face is next to the torch.
So anyway,
this kid, mom, like she said, she took her eyes off of him for 1 second.
It's always 1 second. It's always that 1 second.
Said his kid almost died.
In 1 second?
Well, that's a little dramatic, okay. But.
When you have a kid, you totally, like, childproof, I guess is the words I'm looking for, mm-hmm. your house. You put the things in the plugs.
Yeah.
You put
corners.
Yes, you put little things on the corners. You put things on the cabinets so they can't even open the cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
Put stuff on the doorknobs. But you don't put anything on the little on the floor.
The door stops.
Oh, I'd be some play with those in the past.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, T-Hack was letting his son play with a and didn't realize the little white thing on the end.
Popped
the little
right
plastic
off.
Pops right off.
Oh.
And just like, do you remember the Battlestar Galactica set that we had when we were kids? Like, a bunch of kids choked on because the laser came out?
Yes.
Amber's like, what's Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah.
But that's what he could choke on.
He turned his head from one's like, TX here, and brr, brr, which is music to ears because he's not doing anything wrong. He's like, brr, brr, and then it stops and you look and he's got the white thing in his mouth.
Okay, not.
And now you got to like. You got to punch your kid in the back. You got to sweep the mouth. You got to do the whole.
Yeah.
I mean, his kid's big enough and he could probably.
Oh, like.
Swallow it and be fine.
Yes. Did you have that when you were a kid? Did you shove anything in your mouth?
For sure. I mean, I don't remember. Like, nothing that I had to go to the hospital for, but I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff I ate. And,
yes. I think both my brother and your sister, Steve. My mom turned her head for one. We had the stupid butterscotch candies, the ones in the orange.
Yes.
That's what my sister.
It's the exact same one, isn't it?
Same one.
And they were for my grandpa. They were not for us. My grandpa loved the butterscotch. Mom turns her head for 1 second. My brother's like, puts one in his mouth. Those things are exactly the same size as a kid's esophagus.
Boom.
And just slides right down your throat.
Sticks right there.
And how they wrecked it, because they got her to the doctor and he poured hot water down to melt the candy. And
smart. Down,
yeah.
Really?
How did they do your...
Oh, we were poor. I think we just hit him.
I think we just
body slammed him a few times. I don't think, but that's smart. Hot water.
Yeah. Melted the candy. And
one time I was doing crafts and I had scissors in my hand. My mom turned around. I chopped all my bangs. were like the short little bangs. Yeah, just like floop, 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 floop. Like,
it was parted down the middle and feathered back.
Yeah, it was really hideous. Yeah,
all little girls do that. My daughter just took one chunk out of the back of her head, and she was devastated.
Everyone does it once, and then you're like, okay, learn from that. Yeah.
All right, so if you've done something stupid or you just turned your head for 1 second.
1 second.
And something bad happens, we want to hear your story. It's reminding me of another story with Mia. We turned our head, like her and a little friend, I don't want to say her name. We left him alone for 90 seconds. They got into her mom's makeup.
No.
And it was the good stuff. It was like MAC.
Oh, devastating.
And like... they went Incredible Hulk with the lipstick. So they didn't just like do their lips. They were trying to change, like, I want to be purple and you be like whatever pink.
Dang.
And they covered themselves, but then you're covering the carpet.
Yep.
Like,
it's wax,
and it
basically
took no time. Like, there's no way that they could have got it done in that short amount of time.
Dang.
And you came in and you're just like, it's bad enough what they did to the carpet, but how much is MAC lipstick?
They're like, $18.
I mean, they went through a ton of it. And there's no using it again after it's been rubbed all over. I mean, you're just like... the other one that I think we put this video up on our Facebook page. There's some kid who every time he bakes with his Nana,
mm-hmm.
every time she turns her head, he eats the crap out of the bowl.
With the dough? No, that's the best part.
Nope.
Oh, that no.
Yes.
The things that make the... No, yes. He doesn't.
Each individual ingredient, what? The kid was just like straight up grabs the stick of butter and like shoves it in his mouth.
Wait, wait. You would do that.
That is
flour,
stick.
No. But the if there's a human being, you would eat it. Would you take a bite of a stick of butter?
I have before, yeah. Well, we all have. You guys have too.
No.
Well,
it's never occurred to me.
Vegetable spread.
I know. I would never. Like, you. I need clarity. You, like, did you hold it in your hand and then just like.
Uh huh.
And you just
did my little bite. And you can see my teeth marks, you know, pull through the stick of
ew.
Butter. Yeah. It wasn't big enough to be. Not, it was actually not bad.
Okay. Question?
Yeah.
Were you a toddler, or was this recently?
High school, I think.
Okay, basically. High school.
Yeah, I could. See, I was. Wouldn't know what age. Could have happened at any time.
I think it could have happened yesterday.
Yeah, literally.
Yes, it's the best part. You don't even bake. Why even bake?
Do you leave your butter on the counter?
My mom used to do this all the time, and my dad hated it. There was a battle all the time. My sister now, when she moved on her own, she does it. I do it half. I don't know. So half the time I do,
because it feels like it should be refrigerated, because it's refrigerated at the store. But then my parents left it out all the time. But you couldn't pick it up the way you want to pick it up. You'd have to like put your mouth on the butter dish.
But you never got
melty.
Sick.
None of us ate it. Oh, you mean like eating it on toast?
Or yeah, just had the butter that sat out.
We didn't, but I think we did. I think we just built up a tolerance to vomit. Like, because I vomited a lot when I was a kid, and the butter was out on the counter.
Huh.
So I feel, I don't know if it's related.
What do you guys do today? Is it cold?
Cold. And then we have a soften feature on our microwave. So if we need it softer, you can soften it.
All right, fancy.
So microwave tips. Is that what we're talking about? You turned your head for 1 second. Your kid probably did something stupid. We want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
So there's a woman on the phone who turned her head for 1 second, and it ended up in a trip to the emergency room.
Okay, that sounds about right. We're going to get her story and hear your turn my head for 1 second stories next. Shay?
Yay.
Turn your head for 1 second.
My daughter decided to stick hard Play-Doh up her nose, and we had to go to the ER to get it removed.
Hard Play-Doh?
Yeah. Somehow she had found Play-Doh that she had not used in a while and shoved it up her nose, and it was so far up that we had to get it removed.
Oh, man.
Love the smell. It's one of the best smells ever.
Does the hard still smell good?
Probably not as fresh. Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah. Do they rehydrate it to get it out?
No, they put like it was like a balloon kind of thing and put it up her nose and like blew it up and then it came out.
Wow.
Oh, they just stretch your nose out so it falls out?
Basically, yeah.
All right. That's
yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you for the call, Shay. Renee.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. Turned your head for 1 second. What happened?
I turned my head for 1 second, and when my child was really a baby, he turned over the diaper bin, and well, let's say things got a bit messy.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of playing.
Doesn't stay all, you fold up the diaper, don't you?
There is. Oh. It depends on what's in. Like, so you do fold what's the diaper, okay. And then there is like a, there's an airlock that you shove your hand through to get it kind of down in there.
What?
That kind of holds it. But if there's a lot of liquid in, and then you turn it, and then like, if there's...
And the wipes and the
it's all
messy.
Yeah, that's
so
disgusting.
Was it like a Rorschach test in there? Just like a like a splatter pattern.
It was definitely splatter happening everywhere. But it was, you know, he had a good time. So
did you put him up for adoption? I think. No. All right, that is awful. Thank you, Renee. Michelle.
Hey.
Turn your head for 1 second.
Turned my head for 1 second, and our seven-year-old took her birthday ring and swallowed it, and we ended up in the emergency room.
Whoa.
You can't just wait?
Oh, let it pass.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you wait?
Wouldn't you wait?
Was it 2 carat? How big is it? Yeah. I don't know if it was a big turn ring.
I don't know if you've heard of the heart of the ocean, Steve.
Yes.
But it is our seven-year-old, and she deserves the best. did they let her pass it?
While we were waiting, we had to get an x-ray because I guess apparently it can either go directly into your stomach, which you want it to, or it can get lodged in your lung, which I had no idea.
It can get into your lung?
Whoa.
Because you kind of breathe it in instead of... Yeah, if she horked it down, we could have ended up in her lungs,
her
I guess.
Lungs.
Crazy.
So, yeah, I guess you can say we lucked out because it ended in her stomach, and then we were on poop patrol.
Oh,
my husband and woman. Thank God it passed on his watch.
Yeah! Nice. Thank you for the call, Michelle. That's awful. Anne Marie.
Yay.
Turned your head for 1 second.
Well, it was actually my mom that turned her head for 1 second, and it was in the late 70s, and I was probably 7 or 8, and we had one of those old school mustard freezers in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I went out, and I tried to eat some of the ice off of the shelf.
Good ice.
And my tongue got stuck to the shelf.
Oh, you're what? You did the tongue? Oh!
First off, you knock it off, which is... But it's,
yeah. Oh, it hurt.
Did you leave a chunk of your tongue inside the freezer?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But my mom ran inside. And granted, I had 2 other siblings that were babies. And my mom still left them in the house, came running out with a glass of hot water, put it over my tongue. And my tongue pulled off the shelf, but there was still blood. And my tongue was I know, there were whole...
It's so horrifying.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that ice is good.
It's not good. It's so like bitter, oxygenated.
It's good.
It tastes, it's got a wang to it.
A good wang to it.
Natalie?
Yay.
Turn your head for 1 second.
So my 5-year-old was setting the kitchen table, and my 2-year-old reached up when I turned around to grab the plates and grab the fork and sat down very heavy, like 2-year-olds do. And the fork prongs went right up the nostril.
Oh! Hi!
Oh, and it's a 2-year-old, so it went deep. Ooh.
Yeah, so it went up, and both prongs came out, like, each side of the nostril.
Oh. Get out!
Hit anything, no septum, no nothing like that. But, yeah, just straight up the nostril.
You just put an earring in there.
Oh, yeah.
And nose ring. And
that's all good. Yes. A little piercing.
Yeah, piercing for a 2-year-old. There you go.
Oh.
Is she hideous now, or did everything come out okay?
Everything's good. She has no problems, no scar. No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of coke.
Oh, yeah. She's got a real cocaine problem in the 6th grade. Thank you, Natalie. I got really awkward. Asia?
Yay.
Turn your head for 1 second.
Okay.
What's your story?
Oh, sorry. My mom turned my back on me for about a minute, and I thought a gallon of bleach was a gallon of water, and I started chugging it.
The bleach?
No!
You don't have COVID. That's a good thing, then.
Oh, my God! How much did you drink?
I think it was only, it was less than a cup, but a good 3 swallows.
Like martini.
You were rushed to the hospital then, right?
She called. called 911 and the paramedic came, and he just came and immediately stuck his hands down my throat and made me throw up.
I don't know what's worse here now.
This sounds like Doc Hudson showed up and was like, not an actual paramedic. Oh, you're just going to shove something down her throat. What?
Holy smokes.
Thank you for the call. That's why you keep your bleach with the Mr. Yuck symbol on it and don't.
Up high.
Yes. Sarah.
Yay.
Turned your head for 1 second.
So it was my younger brother. He was like the child, which he's why child leashes were invented. Like, he was that kid.
Okay.
And so this was like in the mid-90s when department stores were still like a big thing.
Yeah.
And he grabbed, my mom turned to the side for a second, and he grabbed the handle of the escalator, but he was on the outside of it. So it started to pull him up, and of course he's like hanging on. He's like 3 or 4 years old, I think, at this point.
He's on the outside.
Yeah,
you're like hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, yeah. So my mom is like running up the escalator, trying to grab him, and of course, him making the situation worse, let's go, trying to like reach for mom.
Oh.
And he falls off onto like the top of one of like the makeup counters.
Kiosks where they get you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like rolls off, and some lady just randomly happens to catch him.
What?
Before he falls to the ground. And the whole time I'm just standing at the bottom of the escalator, like just standing there. And
I'm the good kid. Yeah. I just want you to know, Mom, that's me.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.